The Okanagan is attracting more and more Hollywood productions and independent movies. So, perhaps you're wondering, like I am, how can I get in front of a camera? The key to success in the movie biz often starts with the middleman. There's a meet and greet this weekend in Kelowna that will give you the chance to meet one of those middlemen. Our arts columnist Jillian Richards has the inside scoop on how to get cast in a movie. She's here and ready for her extremely tight close-up. Good morning, Jillian.
Good morning, Chris.
What's happening with the film business in the Okanagan these days?
So this is a pretty exciting time. We went through a bit of a slump a few years ago, and now it's turning around. And one of the indicators of that is there's a Vancouver talent agency, Boss Management, that just set up shop in town.
Yeah, we've had talent agencies here before, haven't we?
We have. We've had a few come and go. Boss has actually been in the Okanagan before. They've represented us, but out of the mainland. And there's another agency in town called Leo Management. But once again, their divisions are set up basically in Vancouver, and they just have our pictures and profiles. So this is different, where they've now invested in setting someone up full time in town, and you can meet him face to face. His name is Jackson Easard, and he says that the economy and government have a lot to do with why things are looking up.
So we're in a fantastic situation right now, where the dollar is pretty good for making films in Vancouver and British Columbia. Productions get tax incentives to come out and film here. And in addition to getting those tax credits, to move away from Vancouver and come out to places like the island or the Okanagan, they get even more tax incentives on top of that. So it's getting cheaper and cheaper for films to shoot here instead of going across to Ontario or New York or staying in LA.
Okay, so a weak Canadian dollar pays off, it sounds like, if you work in the film industry.
Well, totally. This is the upside, at least, to what's going on in the economy. It's great for business, especially in smaller areas like the Okanagan and the local actors here. So if you're new to the film world and you've always wanted to try it out, now's the time.
So what are the steps for an actor to get involved? What do you need to know to get in the door?
You have to have a great voice, especially on radio.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they look for, it being film and all.
Oh, so if you look at it from the top down, so say you have a movie or commercial that's going to be made, you have the producers and a director and a script with the breakdowns of all the characters. So from that stage, it's the casting director that puts the call out for the actors that they need.
So, but a casting director is different than from an agent. Yes, exactly.
So these are the two main middlemen. Sometimes the terms get mixed together and people get confused too. So I met with Deb Green, who has been a casting director for many years in the Okanagan and nationally and internationally. She's very well respected and she had a lot of insight. And she helps clear up her role and how it differs from an agent.
They're very different jobs. And that's where a lot of the confusion comes in when people call people casting agents, because there's really no such thing. You have a talent agent and you have a casting director. The talent agent works for and with the actor and is paid by the actor when they get work. And the casting director works for the producer and is paid by the producer. Where we join is when I will contact all of the talent agents in the area and ask them for submissions of their roster to, you know, cast a certain role. And we don't go with just one agency because that's not fair. But also because I'm being hired by the producer to bring in the best talent possible. So I'm going to see as many people from as many agencies as I possibly can.
Okay, so she's like the middleman between the actor and the producer.
Yeah.
Now, there are lots of people, I'm sure, who try out for her and may not have experience but maybe hope to get discovered. Does that really happen very often?
Well, anything's possible. And I actually have that dream all the time. So I grilled her to see if she could shed some light on some way that I could get in the back door too.
And?
She crushed my plot.
In the end, you have to have training as an actor. You have to go through that process and learn the skill and learn the craft. We just don't hand off roles to people who haven't taken that step. We just don't. Even one or two lines, they require knowledge in the skill of acting, and it's very important. So a lot of people will think, oh, well, I'm a natural. No, you're not. That's where you see the stumbling blocks and the problems, that you can't bring somebody onto a set and expect them to do well and carry a portion of the film. You know, the film is only as good as its weakest link, right? And it's a very precise military operation. One person is not as good as the rest, and the whole film suffers.
All right. So if you want to have a good role, you need to get training. What a drag that is. So let's assume then that you've taken that step. How do you then stand out from all the other people who are talented, good-looking, and have training?
Well, her biggest piece of advice was to be original and develop your presence. So the way you show up. You know, she's looking for people who are magnetic and engaging, and not just when they're acting, but from the minute that they walk in a room. You know, she talked about auditioning actors for roles who she would just see the same carbon copy of the same look one after another come in, and she needs to find someone who stands out, you know, and who can also make the role their own and make it memorable.
Okay, so fine. You can be charming and know how to act, but wouldn't it just be easier to I mean, they do say it's not what you know, it's who you know, after all. Just makes a couple of good friends in the biz, and then you're in.
You know, there's actually a lot of truth to that, and it's important to get yourself in front of casting directors, but in life, for myself personally, I do a lot of little side projects, and the biggest ones I've got have, especially in Kelowna, have been through meeting people and who I know. However, as more and more shows come to town, you know, it's harder to keep track of all the opportunities out there, and that's where having an agent really comes in.
So how important is it then to have a talent agent?
Well, you don't have to, and especially these days, there's so many ways to self-promote and find out what's going on through the internet and, you know, do it yourself, but they totally help. A legitimate agency is run intentionally as a win-win for actor and agent, so they find out what's available, they do the work, they get your resume submitted to book the auditions, you know, they help you clean things up, recommend, you know, what you need to do, maybe training or get photographs that will help you succeed. And for what their work, they shouldn't charge you anything until you get booked and you get paid and they get a cut of that.
Is that the only downside to an agent, is that they take a cut? Are there other downsides?
Well, there's definitely things to watch for and consider, for sure. Because there's a contract involved, it's something that you need to take a close look at before you sign up. And there's the three main points of that is the coverage. So how long they're going to lock you in with the agency, if you're stuck for 1 year or 2 years. Or if you don't like working with them, you will be under contract still. You also need to know what it covers. So you may want to use them as an agent for your film work, but be able to go and get theater jobs on your own. So that's something to consider as well. And of course, the commission. So how much they're going to charge you, and is it comparable to what other agents are charging you? And overall, though, you should just never feel pressured. If you show up for something or you meet someone, you should never feel like you have to sign anything on the spot. A good agency will let you take it home and think it over.
You know, I don't have a big ambition, Jillian. Just, you know, a role as an extra that would be fine with me. Do I really need an agent and all this hullabaloo just to get a walk-on role?
No, once again, you don't. But there, for many reasons, I still think it's worth it. When it comes to like extra and background work, you don't have to have a lot of experience. You just have to have the right look and be able to get on set. But it's a matter, once again, of finding out what's going on. And with the amount of work coming through here, it could be a great way to make some extra cash. You and I, Chris, we could be walking a dog in the background in the movies. I could see it. It could be fun. Alia could come on in.
Yeah, I'm saying diversity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can play frisbee really well. It's little talents like that show up. So this Sunday, actually, Boss Management's holding an open house where you can get to know Jackson, find out what they're about, and see if it's a fit for you. And he says he wants to represent a wide range of people and to support the local actors however he can.
It's really up to the individual what they want out of it. I know we've got people that are thriving to create and establish a career, so getting on set as an extra is, it opens them up to the film industry. But at the same time, if all you want to do is just be involved in the magical thing that is the film industry, you just want to go there and get some free food and pretend you're something you're not for the day, it's completely up to the individual. I mean, the best thing about film is we take people of all walks of life, from young 6-month-year-old to 90-year-old grandma and grandpas out there. The more diverse, the better.
Jillian, thanks very much.
Thank you, Chris.